Sam knows when this author needs a pat on the back or a kick in the rump. Appreciate you, friend. Steve and Cheryl Green are lifelong friends and co-workers. I could do without my right arm easier than I could do without this couple. They are the best. Project manager, Janine McIver, copy editor, Mary McIver, and legal and permissions editor, Rhonda Lowry. Great thanks to this trio of masters. The team at HarperCollins Christian Publishing are brilliant. I'm indebted to Mark Schoenwald, Don Jacobson, Andrew Stoddard, David Schrader, Stacey Blackmar, Janine McIver, Laura Minshew, Doug Lockhart, Michael Briggs, Thomas Womack, Kurt Diepenhorst, Christy Edwards, and Mark Wising. Lane Pittman, super producer. Your ability to wrangle a crew and a feisty author deserves a round of applause. Greg, Susan, and Daniel Ligon, there is no project you cannot manage or problem you cannot solve. Thank you for bringing so much to the table. Andrea Ramsey, your careful and thorough writing results in a terrific study guide and a proud papa. Dr. Lee Warren, your books on brain physiology and science made a difference. Thanks for educating me. Also, great gratitude to my friend, Dr. Ed Newton, for his insights and support. Jenna Munsinger and Pamela McClure have cracked the code on publicity. Grateful for you both. Caroline Green curates and manages our Encouraging Word podcast, Fresh Hope YouTube channel, and all things in the world of social media. She is the picture of grace and skill. Margaret Machinas and Janie Padilla prefer to work backstage, but their attention to detail deserves a standing ovation. I deeply appreciate you both. David Treat is our prayer warrior. He sits in the corner of the room and prays while we edit. May his unselfish spirit be rewarded and his prayers be answered. Brett, Jenna, Rose, Max, Rob, Andrea, Rio, Jeff, Sarah, and June, you own the key to my heart. Deanlin, my bride, the smartest thing I ever did was propose. The craziest thing you ever did was accept. I'm so glad you have a crazy side. I love you. And to you, dear reader, thank you. As you think about your thoughts, I'll be thinking about and praying for you. Happy reading. Chapter 1. Think about what you think about. Just for the fun of it, I attempted to count them. Thoughts. How many thoughts bounce around inside my head? As long as I can recall, I've had them, heard them, heeded them, and, at times, hated them. But I've never counted them. No simple task. Try it sometime. Take a pen and paper and make a mark each time you have a thought. Mark, mark, dot, dash, stroke. That's what I did. I felt like a telegraph operator from a century past. I'm hungry, dot. What's he gonna think? Dot. Looks like rain, dash. Was I supposed to feed the dog, dash? Politics is gonna be the end of us, dot, dash, dot. Counting thoughts was a stupid idea, dash, dot, dash. Thoughts. They heckle, they help, they remind us of regrets, they remind us to take out the trash. They convene committee meetings in the middle of the night, and like a swarm of bees, they buzz about, some making honey, others inflicting pain. No way I could count them. The researchers at the Laboratory of Neuroimaging, University of Southern California did, however, according to the